Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Of Ohio State Buckeyes on SI, of Cleveland Browns on SI, he's Dylan Feltovich, and he joins us now. Dylan, what's going on, man?
Not much, Jake. How you doing?
We are definitely doing well. It's nice. I don't know if you ever get to this point. I know you're like a draft junkie-esque, but there's just it comes a time when we talk about it for 3 months that like the week to two leading up, it's like, okay, let's just snap. Let's get there. I've had enough of this.
Yeah, no, it was definitely becoming a lot after a while, especially too with just all the reports and you don't know what's true or what's a smoke show or anything like that. So it's definitely nice to have a little bit of a breather and be able to realize, you know, what you have now and go from there.
Yeah, definitely more conversations being had right now that are a little fun, a little refreshing. And some of those include what is new Cleveland Browns running back, former Ohio State running back, a cross-section for you and a cross-section for a lot of fans in this city, in Quinshon Judkins. What did you think of the pick, where it was, and the fit with the Browns for Judkins overall?
I thought it was a little bit of a reach. To be honest with you, I mean, Quinshon Judkins was phenomenal at Ohio State. He had over 1,000 yards, and he was a huge reason why we ended up winning the national championship, especially against Notre Dame there. But overall, I mean, you can't really complain about it too much. He's a very good running back, and I mean, I've loved Judkins ever since he was at Old Miss. I think he's very talented. He's got some sneaky speed to him too. He, I think, ran like a 4.44 at the combine. He's kind of an all-around back. He showed off some receiving ability too in the Notre Dame game as well. I think that, you know, even though it was a little bit of a reach, and even though I mean I'm more of a Travion Henderson fan, I still think that it's a great pick, especially with the Browns not really having a true running back core there. So
that was one of the things I wanted to ask you, Dylan, is you look at Quinshon and you look at Travion and you sort of compare the two. It sounds like you have Travion Henderson higher in general when it comes to the overall running backs. Why is that? And then when you look at the Browns specifically, is there a guy that you would have favored there?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think it's very close between the two. Both of them are extremely good running backs. Obviously, this was a very loaded running back class this year. Judkins, to me, I think his vision is a little bit worrisome at times. There's a couple times where, you know, he gets inside of the tackles and it just doesn't – it didn't seem right. You know, it could have hit a hole here and there. But overall, I mean, I think that it's pretty close. I think Henderson is a lot better in the receiving game. Obviously, we saw that a ton at Ohio State last year, and he's a lot quicker in that sense. He gives you that big play ability. But overall, I mean, Judkins still very phenomenal back. But the other thing, too, on top of it, you know, obviously I had those concerns at first, but then, you know, day three, they end up taking Dylan Sampson, who Ohio State fans got to see a little bit when they played Tennessee. That's kind of the perfect complementary back to a guy like Quinshon Judkins, because he's got the speed. He loves to work outside zones there. I think that that's a good 1-2 punch that you have moving forward. I mean, I kind of compared it to like the Nick Chubb versus the Dylan Sampson, the Nick Chubb versus the Kareem Hunt kind of mentality that you had there a couple years back. But I think that that's going to be, that was probably one of my most favorite things that I had after the draft.
I guess I'll lay it out to you sort of in a flat format where you look at Quinshon and what he's going to be in the NFL. Do you see elite running back or even workhorse back potential in him?
Yeah, I definitely think that it's a workhorse back there for sure. I mean, he definitely excels in the early down situations. I think that he is phenomenal when it comes into red zone situations as well. I think he's a guy that could basically play all three downs. However, we obviously have seen this team do exceptionally well when you have two backs in there and that, you know, have complementary abilities to each other. So I think that obviously Judkins very good, but when you add another versatile back in Dylan Sampson into the mix, I think it just makes it even better. And it honestly helps with the durability too of Judkins and also Sampson in that regard too. But I definitely think Judkins has the potential to be, I wouldn't say elite just because I never want to throw that around with any prospect, obviously, but I definitely think that he has a pretty high ceiling with the Browns.
Dylan Feldovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI, Cleveland Browns on SI with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Looking elsewhere, Dylan, we'll get into the Browns here in just a few minutes, but looking elsewhere when it comes to Ohio State, was there a better landing spot in the draft for Will Howard than ending up in Pittsburgh, even though his name might have gotten called slightly later than many expected?
Listen, I know that not many Cleveland fans are fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers and stuff, but to be honest with you, it's a phenomenal landing spot for Will Howard, especially with how their quarterback room is right now. I talked about it a little bit yesterday on SI in an article I wrote. You're in a perfect spot there. I mean, any quarterback that would have landed there, I think, is in the mix to potentially start. But when you throw in Will Howard's ability to be a dual threat, I think that the Steelers will very much like that. Obviously, Arthur Smith has coached a couple of guys too throughout his time in the NFL with, you know, that dual threat ability. I think it's perfect for him. The competition is pretty weak right now for him as well. Obviously, they only have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson. So I definitely think that he's someone that you could keep your eye on too. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the Aaron Rodgers situation, but overall, you know, it's a case where you could sit him for a year, and then whatever happens with Aaron Rodgers too, you kind of go from there as well.
Dylan, as you look at the Buckeyes drafted overall across the board, and there are only two guys that ended up being draft eligible who were not selected. So I would say a very good draft for Buckeyes fans and Buckeyes alike. Usually something that you look at after a national championship that can come down. Who was the guy that you looked at sort of where they went, either positionally in the draft or actual location and team they ended up on, that you were just really surprised by outside of Quinshon?
I think, to be honest with you, the one that I was shocked about was Travion Henderson, mainly just because we've seen how that Mike Vrabel coaching style is more pound and ground, being able to go through the middle, run the ball kind of thing. And I'm not saying that Travion wouldn't be able to do that at the next level, but obviously his style is more geared towards being able to hit the outside, being able to be effective in the receiving game. I think it's a great landing spot for him, but I was just a little shocked to see them go after Travion and not maybe like a Caleb Johnson. Obviously, I think his medicals were a concern to some people, But that one was kind of a little strange to me. But I think that Travion, I mean, he's probably going to be eventually the lead back for them. They have Ramondre Stevenson, and that's about it there. I know they have Antonio Gibson, but, I mean, with Travion Henderson being drafted there, I'm assuming that he's probably going to be getting a diminished role there. But I think that one was definitely a shocker.
Yeah, I was also – the two being paired right next to each other, too, was really interesting to me. I just very fitting from their time being basically split directly down the middle, 50-50 when it came to the snaps, and then being separated by two picks was definitely a little fun. But as I want to shift a little bit over to the Browns and a little bit more heavy on them, because Dylan, who doesn't have an opinion on drafting a quarterback in the third round that was projected to go in the fifth, and projecting or drafting a quarterback in the fifth round that was projected to go in the first and the second. If you look at the Browns' decision to draft two quarterbacks, good decision where they're at, or a kind of a confusing decision to overcrowd the room?
I remember I texted you about both picks, and safe to say that you weren't too happy about it, to say the least. But, I'll start with Gabriel. I definitely think it was a reach. I've seen him play a couple times now, obviously, when, they went up against Ohio State, and then just overall going over his film. I think there's a lot of traits that mesh well with Kevin Stefanski's system, being able to work well within a system, getting it out on time. He has decent arm strength as well, too. I just don't really think that was the correct pick at pick 94. Going over to Shador, I don't know. I'm still kind of baffled by it. Looking at it from just a draft perspective, when you have a guy that slips to the fifth round, and me personally, I had a third round grade on him, nothing to do with any of the character concerns or anything like that. I don't really take that into account. I just do it strictly off of the film. And I just didn't think that it was the first round draft type or anything like that. But even then, I had him in the third round and he falls to the fifth. Like, I get the idea of taking a guy with good value there. And to be fair too, I mean, you still haven't figured out this quarterback situation. You have Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and now you're getting Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. It's almost like you're taking a shot in the dark here and just seeing if one hits at this point. So I can't really be too upset with it. I would have much rather it just been flipped around, because honestly, if that was the case and, you drafted Shador in the third round and then you took Dylan Gabriel in the fifth, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. So I if you take out the draft spots, it really doesn't matter. Once you get to camp, it's going to matter about how you play. And I think that's what's going to ultimately be the decider for the Browns.
Again, Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes NSI, Cleveland Browns NSI, with us on the hotline. Dylan, I'll give you the pre-warner, and I'm sure you've already seen, but our very own Ken Carman reporting that the Browns are interested in Nick Chubb along with the Bears. Without that report in your mind, does drafting two running backs and going after Quinshon and going after Dylan Sampson in the draft for the Browns, you think sort of rule out Nick Chubb? Or is that something that the Browns should still be considering?
No, I don't think it shouldn't rule out Nick Chubb, in my opinion. When you look at how running backs are in the NFL, they always get hurt. Like, it's a durability thing. You need as many as you can. And to be honest with you, it's going to help the fan base. Everyone loves Nick Chubb. I still have my Nick Chubb jersey. It's one of those things where it doesn't hurt to add an additional back. It's not like we're, talking about the quarterbacks and throwing in a name that could, really twist everything around. But I think Nick Chubb would be someone that, if you need a rotational guy or just a veteran in that room, I think it's perfect. I think, honestly, the one discussion that's going to be made is going to be Jerome Ford at this point. I don't know what's going to really happen with that, just because you got two guys in this draft, and I mean, they're basically going to be the future of this running back room, and Sampson kind of takes over that role then that Jerome Ford had. So I still think you should bring back Nick Chubb. I would love the mix of Judkins, Chubb, and Samson, but I think it's honestly more of a concern of Jerome Ford then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going through and looking at the Browns draft, there was one thing that I was just really confused on. Is you double up on quarterback, you double up on running back, I can see the vision, right? You're going to be tougher between the trenches. You're going to run the ball with Kevin Stefanski's offense. I still look at the wide receiver core and go, okay, you have Jerry Jeudy, and you have sort of an asset in Cedric Tillman where you're still up in the air, you don't really know what you have, and you lose Elijah Moore. Was it surprising to you to see them not go to a wide receiver, and is that a mistake in your mind?
Yes and no. I think that the direction that they were heading in, it was interesting because obviously you had pick 33. There was one guy on the board that I even texted you about saying that you should automatically go get him, pick 33, run it in, and that was Luther Burden III, the kid from Missouri. I think he would have been perfect in the slot for us. Instead, you went with the linebacker from UCLA. I'm a little concerned about it, but at the same time, too, I feel like this class was a lot weaker in the wide receiver department. That's why I think you saw them go with Harold Fanny Jr. in the third round there. It's definitely a concern heading into the season. And then on top of that, too, the Bills just signed Elijah Moore, too. So that's another concern there. But, I mean, granted, wide receiver class wasn't that good. You still should probably take a shot at some point. I don't know. It was a little confusing to me. I thought they would eventually take one at some point.
Yeah, I was definitely waiting on one of those guys to go. I like Burden. I'd even like a Royals out of, what was it, Utah State? Is that where that kid was out of?
Yeah.
I thought he was a good spot where they could have landed him and just, nope, right past him. There you go. But Dylan, we're up against it, so I got to run. But as always, I appreciate you jumping out with us. I appreciate the insight, and I look forward to talking to you sometime soon, man.
Thanks, Jake. See ya.
See ya. Dylan Feltovich of Ohio State Buckeyes and Cleveland Browns on SI. Joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.